This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. will slash troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq to their lowest levels in nearly 20 years of war, after U.S. President Donald Trump pledged to end conflicts abroad. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the U.S. is keeping 2,500 troops in both Afghanistan and Iraq for now.
Those troops will defend our embassies and the other agencies of the U.S. government doing important work in those countries. They'll enable our American allies in their important missions in those countries. They'll defend our diplomats, and they'll deter our foes. By May, it is President Trump's hope that they will all come home safely and in their entirety.
Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller said the moves reflect Mr. Trump's policy to bring the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to a successful and responsible conclusion. U.S. troops had already been cut by nearly two-thirds from about 13,000 this year, following the February 29th peace deal between the United States and the Taliban. Leaders of three major medical groups are warning that the Trump administration must share critical pandemic information with projected President-elect Biden's transition team. AP Sagar Magani reports.
In a letter to the White House, the heads of the American Hospital, Medical, and Nurses Association said the collaboration would save countless lives. They write the Biden team needs information as soon as possible on everything from hospital bed capacity and personal protective gear to plans for vaccine distribution so it can plan. Biden himself said yesterday more people may die if his team does not get access to the Trump administration's plans for distributing vaccines once they're ready. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on the presidential transition, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. With the world nearing 55 million total COVID-19 infections, including over 1.3 million deaths, the head of the World Health Organization says countries that are not taking aggressive actions to control the spread of the virus are playing with fire. Plans for vaccination programs began taking shape in Europe and the United States following recent breakthroughs, but surging coronavirus caseloads prompted new restrictions, with Austria taking the unpopular step Tuesday of closing schools and shops. Global hopes of beating the pandemic were high after U.S. biotech firm Moderna said its vaccine candidate was nearly 95% effective in a trial, a week after similar results were announced by pharma giant Pfizer. Four astronauts riding a newly designed spacecraft from Elon Musk's rocket company SpaceX greeted their new crewmates aboard the International Space Station on Tuesday. The successful docking was a landmark achievement for private space travel. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule, dubbed Resilience, carried three Americans and one Japanese astronaut. They were given a warm greeting by their new crewmates.
And there they are.
Mike Hopkins is commander of the Dragon crew.
And so we are so excited to be here. We are humbled, and we are excited to be a part of this great expedition. And so we are looking forward to the next 6 months and can't wait to get started.
The station will be their home for the next 6 months. After that, another set of astronauts on a Dragon crew capsule will make the trip to replace them.
Congratulations.
NASA had previously been reliant on Russia's space program since 2011, when the previous U.S. shuttle program ended.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. The only known white giraffe in the world has been fitted with a GPS tracking device to help protect it from poachers as it grazes in Kenya. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A conservation group in Kenya says the white giraffe now stands alone after a female and her calf were killed by poachers in March. A rare genetic trait called leucism causes the white colour, and it makes the one surviving giraffe stand out dangerously for poachers in the arid savanna near the Somali border. Now the GPS tracking device attached to one of the giraffe's horns will ping every hour to alert wildlife rangers to its location. Conservationists have thanked the Kenya Wildlife Service along with the Northern Rangelands Trust and Save Giraffes Now for the help. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on today's top news stories, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News. Hits.